This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Yeah. What were the other ones you wanted to hit?
Very much so. Picture 492. And there were 500 some photos to go through here. So picture what 592 is,
yeah,
is just a very basic piece of paper. So if you can zoom in on the white part of this, this is basically drug instructions, something about your medication. I did a deep dive into a different picture where I found the national drug code for something. They had blocked out what the medication was. Well, I knew how to look this up because I've worked in the veterinary industry for 8 years. And he's on levothyroxine.
What is that?
That is a treatment for hypothyroidism. So if your thyroid's not working correctly, this will help. Now,
thyroid can affect a lot of things.
Correct. And that's exactly where I'm headed. And I speak to you as somebody who was awake this morning at 3 o'clock Central Time with a cat who was out in the living room yowling. He's a senior cat. He's 14 years old. It's very possible we are moving into, for cats, it's hyperthyroidism versus hypo. So there's two different versions. And what happens is the brain starts to change. Their behavior starts to change. They become agitated. They, you see changes in their mental stability. So that's a warning sign in cats. If they're yowling in the middle of the night, they're inconsolable. Like you can't get them to settle down. They're agitated. In humans, now granted, I don't know much about this, but I did look up that if your hypothyroidism is not correctly controlled, you could have, what did they say, jealousy and persecution delusions and behavioral problems, including agitation, aggression, insomnia, and obsessions.
What's the medication he's on?
Levothyroxine.
How do you spell that one?
It is levothyroxine.
They spell that so you can easily remember it when you're at the doctor's office.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Psychotic symptoms appear in roughly 5 to 15% of affected patients with hypothyroidism. Now, I am not a medical practitioner. I don't know what his history is. I have no idea if it was well controlled or not. But if you've got a thyroid disorder, things are askew. And if you've got mental illness on top of that, I imagine this could be a big factor.
Autism level 1, OCD, ADHD, and ARFID.
And these are mental health issues.
So, where is the code on this? Am I not seeing it?
Or is it? It's not on that photo. It is.
It's on a different one? Okay.
It's like, I think it's right around there, Todd. I'm so sorry. I don't have it.
We don't have to show it. We don't have to show it if we don't. I was curious. Yeah.
It's on there. I was scrolling through and I recognized it says NDC and there's a long digit code. And I went, I've seen this before. Look it up. So I went and looked it up and it was levothyroxine.
So they didn't do a very good job in blocking that one out. That's probably an OSHA issue.
Todd, I bet you got it. Go up. Yep. I bet it's that sheet under the survival kit. It's the white piece of paper, I think. Yep. There's an NDC code. Because I was looking, trying to find, well, what medication is this? Yeah, there it is right there. There's your NDC
code.
Yep. So if you ever see an NDC code, you can copy that number in and do a Google search. It'll show you what drug that is.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to be covert. That's just like a coding system.
No, that's just how it works. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering, was there something else at play here that we never really focused on that he had not just these mental issues, but a medical concern that might be exacerbating his mental health issues because maybe it wasn't well controlled. Maybe it was controlled as best as it could be. Who knows what that was, but having a messed up thyroid affects everything.
It does. I've seen that in many people, and it takes some time to try and get it under control. Yes. And I've seen people just spend decades trying to get it under control. Wow. Well, I think we have some breaking news here that you've just discovered, Stacey, that Koberger was on levothyroxine.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because that plays a huge role in all of this. So there you go. Well, that's a new little piece of information that...
Well, I've been hanging out with a journalist, so it's rubbing off on me. I do a little investigative stuff.
I think the internets are going to find that to be very interesting as they... Was there any other pieces? And we're going to go through in just a few moments and talk about the autism level one, the OCD, the ADHD, the ARFID, and what they all mean to Koberger. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Was there, before we do that though, was there any other photos that you had come across that you said,
428. It's a picture of his closet.
Okay.
And Robin touched on it a little bit, but what really struck me was it's his closet and I didn't see a lot in there. I think it's his closet.
Yeah. Pretty empty.
Yeah. There's hardly anything in it. Oh, maybe I grabbed the wrong number.
I saw I did see a picture of the closet. There was just like a couple shirts hanging and it was, again, what I said earlier, it feels like he just like, you know, checked into the Days Inn for a couple days.
And if you, Todd, if you want to zoom in at the bottom, there's a like a packaging that's got blue and green on it. So on the further, on the right, I know that package because I just moved. That is a Sealy mattress protector. So I just moved out of my home of 20 years and I needed to buy a new mattress. I needed to buy a mattress protector. I have that same bag. I threw mine away. Koberger left it lying at the bottom of his closet, which doesn't mean anything, but I immediately recognized it. Like, was that a new mattress protector for some reason? Or was that the original? It stuck out to me.
I'm going to assume new. I mean, he was in a new place. I don't know. I mean, he's in a new place. This was a new, you know, apartment.
On to stuff like that? Like, he's got the microfiber pillow there. He's got the sheet sets, whatever. Do you hang on to it or do you throw it out?
Well, and that's just the plastic. That's not like one of those vinyl-like bags with the zipper. Right. This is just a junk piece of plastic. So, again, for somebody who is OCD, allegedly, that's a weird thing to just have lying there. That's garbage.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I got to say, when I have plenty, I just cleaned up my closets the other day.
I learned something about you.
Yeah, there was 5 bodies in there of missing people. Holy shit. I've done so many murders. I didn't even know it. I just rearranged everything. But I found a lot of like stuff like that. Cause I find when I'm like doing things like putting a new mattress cover on or this or that, I got it out of the bag. Okay. I'm just going to toss this over here for now. Okay. And then I'm like, I'm picking things up later. And I do have a closet that was kind of becoming a catch-all. And sometimes I'll just toss it in there. It ended up becoming a great bag for me to use for junk as I was cleaning up. And I just started putting things into that bag. Yep. I didn't keep it specifically for that. It was just more so laziness. And I only have a very small garbage can in my bedroom. So I didn't want to jam the whole thing up.
Makes sense.
So I could see, you know, just being there. I don't know. But it does speak more to the OCD. Because if you are, you think you clean it up. But there was so many things in his house that he did not clean up. So it does really make me question, at what level of the OCD are you? Because there are different. It's a spectrum like anything else. It's because you have OCD. Doesn't mean you're sitting there, you know, lining up your forks and or bringing your own forks to the restaurant and doing things like that. It can be very, you know, very specific things and very focused, rigid things that he has obsessions on. But it is fascinating to see just kind of all over the board this brain is. And it does kind of make me wonder, you know, okay, he has these disorders. Is he mimicking any of them? Did he, you know, has he always had them? I mean, not that you can mimic autism. I suppose you could mimic autism, but only you would know that. But there's a lot of things in there that make me wonder about just what was going on with him in his mind. I think that's the fascinating part about it.
Well, and I feel like was he officially diagnosed with autism before this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing it wasn't well managed, that he wasn't given resources to deal with it. And I'm starting to learn that that's a very common feature in our world. Diagnose somebody with something, but then we're not going to give them the fucking tools to deal with it or the people around them.
No, I mean, because oftentimes this is done by your general practitioner, and then it's like, good luck.
Yeah, go forth and do whatever you do.
Yeah, go figure it out. I mean, that's how we deal with most of these things. And then here's some drugs. Your thyroid levels came back shitty. Take this.
Yeah, good luck.
And maybe that'll help clear up everything else along the way. And hopefully along the way, you don't murder four people.
You know, these are things that need to be managed, and they need to be lovingly managed for you and for the people in your life, because this is a different way of dealing with things. Yeah. It's a different perspective. Yeah. So if you're not dealing with how people look at the world, they're constantly butting up against, don't fit in. I don't fit into this mold. So there's this constant state of agitation.
Yeah.
And then they start doing the self soothing activities to try to make themselves feel better. Well, then you start getting into this vicious circle that they sometimes can't get out of.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the people around him didn't manage things correctly, but if they had had a more loving hand about dealing with him and what he needed, maybe he wouldn't have gone off the rails.
Nobody's trained to do that. Nobody knows what to do with that. You wouldn't know what to do with it. I wouldn't know what to do with it. You'd just be like, get the fuck away from me, you weird creep, because he would turn you off so much you'd almost feel unsafe around him. And he'd initially be like, why do people feel unsafe around me? And then it just continues to spiral, and you realize everybody feels unsafe around you, and then you become unsafe.
But that's the thing about, I've been reading Temple Grandin's books on autism. When you can go past that first level with somebody with autism and find out how they think and how they see the world, suddenly you can align yourself to a different perspective. How can I help you deal with this? Just because I see it a certain way doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean your way is right, but we can come together somewhere. And granted, there's more severe cases, but he was level one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a diagnosis. I would take it that that may not be very accurate. I mean, again, I'm going to guess general practitioner in and out. Now, level one, they said, who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, it's a label. But yeah, I mean, of course, it's seeing things from other people's perspectives. And it's not hard to understand most level one autistic people and how they're seeing things. It's not difficult.
And they are everywhere. A lot of people don't realize that they are everywhere.
Yes, we see things extremely different. We do. Hi, how are you? But it's not that difficult to see things. I mean, it's not also evil. I also want to point out, somebody had said, I've been on that drug since 1992 and I have no issues. In no way am I pointing out to say there's any issues with it. We're talking about, okay, he's been diagnosed. Why was he taking that drug? And that apparently is one of the primary reasons for that drug. I'd be curious if there are other reasons why that drug would be prescribed as well. But the hypothyroid is, or the whatever it is with the thyroid, would make a lot of sense in terms of emotional well-being and balance. So I think it's a big clue into what's going on in his brain and how he functions and what is driving all the emotions and all the chemicals in his body that make Brian Koberger's brain, Brian Koberger's brain. So if you're on that, great. I mean, it's in no way a dig at the drug whatsoever.
Oh God, no. And the thing is when you've got a hormone disorder, it messes you up entirely. And I'm speaking as somebody who's in menopause and had no estrogen running through her body. Mm-hmm. Tony, we don't have to go into great detail, but you saw what happened to me before my estrogen was under control.
There's eight missing people in her neighborhood. They've never found them.
It was horrible. Fuck you both.
No, not me. I'm just laughing at him. Don't.
You saw me.
There's eight missing people.
They're still missing.
But I'm not kidding.
No, because they look at you and they're like, she's short. She couldn't have done it. And these were all tall people. And there was this weird shit that was scribbled on people's like garage doors and spray paint at a lower level that said, fuck the tall. And they're still gone. So I don't know, but they're like, oh, I see something, say something, and nobody's doing anything. Just like, she's harmless. Harmless, that Stacy.
That sweet Stacy Cole. She would never do anything like that.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.